This is Akash Bali Shalom, the Northeast News Bulletin, led by Miranda Blanc. The headlines: Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, completes its 11th year. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, inaugurates the new Administrative Training Institute building at Nahar Ladin. Center issued an advisory to all states and union territories on the rational use of cough syrups in the pediatric population. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed its 11th year yesterday. On the same day in 2014, the first episode of Mann Ki Baat was broadcast on Akash Bani in the occasion of Vijaya Dashami, recently to Prime Minister. Narendra Modi's addressed the nation in 126 episodes of the program. Mann Ki Baat is not just a radio show but a symbol of cultural and social transformation which has reached every corner of the country. In the 11th year journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioral issues which have created a positive impact in the country. Mann Ki Baat has become an important platform for interaction between the Prime Minister and citizens. Under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram of the Government of India, an initiative has been taken to construct the second Abdul Kalam Azad Guest House near Shiksha Bhavan in Agartala. For this purpose, a proposal of 17.60 crore rupees has been submitted to the new Ministry of Minority Affairs. He further stated that steps have also been taken to renovate existing Abdul Kalam Azad Panthar Sala located at Office Lane, Agartala. The allocation of the State Wharf Board, which was 66 lakh rupees in the last financial year, has been increased to 1.20 crore rupees this year. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Borhoma said that Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project across border road connecting Mizoram South region to the Bay of Bengal near Myanmar is set to be completed by 2027. Addressing Namlut Kut, an important festival of ethnic Buam tribe and international Buam cultural meet at Kalmaru village in South Mizoram's Lumle district, Lal Borhoma said during his meeting with officials of the company which executed the Kaladan project recently. He was informed that the bilateral project will be completed by 2027. He said the center is taking steps to extend the railway line up to Huang Buchwao, the southern tip of the state in Luang Tlai district on the Mizoram-Myanmar border. Railway line has been extended up to Sarang near Aizawl, which links state capital Aizawl with the rest of the country through Assam's Silchar town. The center has issued an advisory to all states and union territories on the rational use of syrups. Cough syrups in the pediatric population. The Union Health Ministry has advised that cough and cold medications should not be prescribed or dispensed to children below 2 years. The ministry has written a letter to the Director of Health Services of all states and union territories in this regard. It said that most acute cough illnesses in children are self-limiting and often resolve without pharmacological intervention. The ministry has requested that all state and UT health departments, district health authorities and all clinical establishments implement and disseminate this advisory across government dispensaries, district hospitals and medical institutions. Nagaland Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Tenjin Menba, inaugurated the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Promotion Council of India Dimapur branch office at Indusen village in Dimapur. Tenjin Menba said that this initiative will serve as a crucial bridge connecting aspiring entrepreneurs, including youth and women from all corners of the state, to avail various government schemes. He emphasized that without organizations like the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Promotion Council of India, the state government alone cannot meet the ambitions of its aspiring youth. The advisor urged young people to use MSME PCI Dimapur as a resource to educate themselves on these programs, empowering them to launch self-sustaining ventures that create meaningful employment. Home Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Mamanatu yesterday inaugurated the first Monpa Youth Education Conference at Kalawangpo Convention Hall, Tawang. Speaking on the occasion, Minister Natu highlighted the importance of the conference and stressed that such platforms foster knowledge sharing and provide direction for social development. He urged the youth to remain rooted in their age-old traditions, preserve local dialects and culture, and take pride in the Himalayan region's Buddhist heritage, which has flourished for thousands of years. The three-day event is being jointly organized by the Monpa Youth Education Conference, the International Tibetan College Students Association, in collaboration with various NGOs of Tawang District and supported by Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu yesterday inaugurated the new Administrative Training Institute building in Nahalagun. The building consists of two major facilities, a G+4 administrative and academic block and a G+6 hostel block, each will at a cost of 20 crore rupees. While congratulating the Department of Administrative Reforms and Training, ATI and PWD and other stakeholders, Khandu said that it is not only about the opening of a modern infrastructure, but about reaffirming the government's collective commitment to build responsive, efficient and professional governance system in Arunachal Pradesh. Khandu also expressed hope that the 140 newly recruited Group A and Group B officers through the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination 2024-25 batch will undergo a four-month induction training starting the 6th of this month in the new facility will receive the best of trainings. The central government has released the second installment of a grant amounting to 14 crore 40 lakh rupees under the 15th Finance Commission for rural local bodies in Mizoram for 2025-26. Panchayati Raj Ministry said that these grants will benefit all 808 eligible village councils in the state. The grants will be used for basic services relating to sanitation and maintenance of ODS status, including management and treatment of household waste, supply of drinking water and rainwater harvesting. District Administration of Rural Districts in Manipur joined the rest of the nation in observing Adi Kamalodi Abhiyan, the world's largest tribal grassroots leadership program under the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. A special Gram Sabha meeting was convened yesterday at Lomai village in Moni district in connection with Adi Kamalodi Abhiyan Responsive Gram Women's Program Initiative. The village action plan Lomai under the Tribal Village Vision 2030 declaration was approved by the Gram Sabha during the meeting. The village plan includes detailed village-wise scheduling to improve housing for all pukka houses, for houseless families, clean water and sanitation, livelihood and security, education and road connectivity. Nagaland Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K. G. Kenney recently released a book titled The Leadership Legacy, a Profile of the Chief Ministers of Nagaland, published by the Department of Parliamentary Affairs in Kohima. He lauded the department for bringing out the edition honoring the lives and contributions of the state's chief ministers. The minister said profile reflects on the leadership, unity and resilience that have defined Nagaland's political path and the people-centric policies framed and enacted based on traditional and customary practices embedded in Article 371A of the Indian Constitution. In Arunachal Pradesh, Electoral Registration Officer Daniel Wickham yesterday conducted the monthly inspection of the EVM's VVPAT warehouse at Upia, Itanagar. The inspection is part of the routine exercise to ensure the proper upkeep and security of election materials in adherence to the guidelines of the Election Commission of India. The exercise underscores the continuous efforts of the Election Department to strengthen the trust and confidence of all stakeholders in the democratic policies. Renowned flute maestro of Tripura, Babu Devnath, passed away yesterday at his residence in Dharmanagar following a cardiac arrest. He was 64 years at the time of his demise. Devnath was a regular artist of Ongo Radio Agartala and Doordarshan Kendra. Over the years, he enriched numerous dramas, jatra performances, and musical compositions. With his flute, his passing has cast a deep shadow of grief over the state's cultural fraternity. Recruiting Office Headquarters Shillong will be conducting the Army Recruitment Rally for all the districts of Meghalaya for Aggregate General Duty, Aggregate Technical, Aggregate Clerk, Aggregate Tradesman's 10th Past, and Aggregate Tradesman's 8th Past at 58 Gorkha Training Center, Happy Valley. Shillong from the 14th to the 17th of this month. Shortlisted candidates will be required to report at 58 Gorkha Training Center at 3 a.m. on dates as mentioned in the admit card. Candidates should be in possession of the admit card and other documents and original as mentioned in the rally notification. The shortlisted candidates who have not yet received their admit cards or unable to download admit cards are advised to approach the recruiting office headquarters, Shillong, to obtain the same. And before we close the headlines once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, completes its 11th year. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pranab Khandu, inaugurates the new Administrative Training Institute building at Nahar Labin Center, issued an advisory to all states and union territories on the rational use of cough syrups in the pediatric population. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.